Welcome to the Scalable Soul Podcast. I'm online course creator Carla Biesinger.
And I'm business coach Marissa Leeson.
Join us as we unpack the latest business and marketing strategies to grow your sales online while staying true to the lifestyle that lights you up.
Yes, we keep it real, unscripted, and share the nitty-gritty behind how we're building our own businesses with freedom, joy, and impact at the forefront.
If you're ready to step into the version of you that has the success you want and the freedom to actually enjoy it, grab your favorite beverage and let's go.
Hello.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good.
We are in rainy Lisbon today. It's like, is the sun coming? Actually, the sun was out yesterday, but this is the longest, like, dragged out rainy, wintry situation, I think, that I was not expecting this.
So. I know. I'm already making plans for next winter. It's too much rain. I know I'm like complaining and I shouldn't even complain, but it's just, I'm not made for the rain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's good for if we're going to be inside recording podcasts and doing the things, right? We could spin it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, and actually, so maybe we could talk about this as well, just to share, because we can come back and about what our results were. But we have so Carla and I both have a mastermind together, a mastermind weekend coming up this weekend on, well, we leave Thursday, come back Sunday. We're going into the Portuguese countryside to a retreat center with, four other like incredible women.
Yeah.
Super excited for this, honestly.
Me so too.
Yeah, we're doing a mixture of like wellness and like wellness activities and masterminding, like horse therapy, all these things. So
yeah, I really can't wait. And I think, you know, I actually don't know if I talked to you since I've been to Amsterdam.
I think we talked briefly, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was just such an amazing experience to be live with people, you know, like I think it's just such a good reminder of how powerful it is to be in a room with people. So we'll have to definitely, one of these episodes, we'll brainstorm about our Lisbon retreat that we want to do.
Yes, I totally agree. And being in the energy of in-person energy of five, I guess, for each of us, right? Five other than ourselves. And I'm really interested. I've never done any sort of anything with horses. So I'm really interested to see what that's going to be about. I think we have an art therapy too, don't we? Something like that, like sound baths and, oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. So yeah, we'll have to see if we come back feeling like clarity and feeling transformed or anything, whatever happens, but I'm super psyched about it.
Me too. Yeah. Can't wait. So we'll share in the next one.
All right. Well, down to business.
Yeah, I would love to talk a little bit about what I should do with my passive income accelerator.
Okay.
So I've run it now in quite a few different formats, and I'm seeing, like, I just had a message from one of my clients. She hasn't even come to any calls. She told me she made $5,000 on the weekend with her passive income product that she just created a few weeks ago.
Amazing.
Like under $100. So she's doing so well. And it's just kind of confirming that people are seeing results without needing to have a lot of support on calls.
Yeah.
So because I ran it for the last year, I've run it as a higher ticket one. It was $3,000 with really like months of support in a Facebook group and on coaching calls. And I've just kind of been finding that while I've been loving like this closer proximity, it's really not scalable. Also, because for me, I'm like, and this is just obvious, like, right? Even if you're like give people access to 4 months, like there's always more you can learn. Like I've been doing business for 8 years and I still have coaches. So I'm then someone, I've just been like increasing people's time in the container because I'm like, oh, I still feel like I can help them more. I help them more. And it's just not like sustainable. And it's also obviously not scalable. And I really feel like the content is now at a point where it's so good, I want it to be in the hands of more people. So the last time I launched it without the Facebook group, and we've included 10 live calls, 5 of them with me, 5 of them with a coach of mine. And this was, I launched it at 797 in the webinar. And it's going really well. Like, this is the one where the client is in, who just made 5K on the weekend. She didn't even come to any calls. She's just going through the program. So I'm wondering, like, now I'm really ready to automate it and to turn it evergreen, but I'm really struggling. And this is maybe a mindset thing, because I always want to over deliver. Mm-hmm. I'm really struggling with, like, what container do I create? And there's a couple of other things that I'm struggling with. One is this trend of these master resell right courses, where, you know, this has kind of come up in the last year, where people are just buying the rights to this online course that teaches you how to sell passive income online, and then just reselling that same course.
Yeah.
And I haven't taken it, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad offer. What I don't like about it is the way people sell it, because they're just not leading with any value. It's like, I just made $5,000 while I was in the bathroom. I made $5,000 while I was on the beach. And I've seen this from people, you know, where they have like 200 followers, and then they're saying like six figures in the last 5 months. But I'm like, I'm just really not sure I believe this. And also, I've seen in other people's stories where someone said, like, ask me any questions about passive income. And someone posted, so I'm selling a course teaching people how to make money online, and I haven't made any money myself yet. And I feel like this is so out of integrity.
Yes.
And then here I am, you know, I actually know what the fuck I'm doing. I've been doing this for almost 8 years. I've helped like thousands of students, and I feel like this blockage around, I don't want to lead with like, here's how much money I've made. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm competing with these people who make it like this get rich quick thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I know that's not my market. Like, I know my ideal client is someone who is a coach, or, you know, has some kind of business, and they really want to turn their knowledge into passive income and scale their business. It's not someone who's like, I just want to get rich quick. So I know that. And yet at the same time, I'm like struggling with that, because it just feels inauthentic to me. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is just the price, you know, because I'm like, okay, if I price it at a lower price and I make it like really self-study, is that really the most beneficial thing to my students? Or do I have maybe a lower price DIY with then the option to, you know, pay a monthly thing for the ongoing support? And that gives like a membership almost, that also gives me the option to say like, okay, I don't want to do this membership anymore. I stop it. And I'm not committing to like 2 years of coaching. So these are kind of the two things. I know it's a lot.
Okay. So, well, yeah, I mean, and that's okay though. Often there is like a lot rolled into any one thing. So let's start with what's happened, what you're seeing happen in the market with the reseller, master reseller, right, type of courses, and how people are inauthentically selling those. And I mean, you said this yourself as you were talking, but you're going to attract, so that type of marketing of like, look how much money I made, look how much money I made, look how much money I made, right? Like every day. And that's basically it. It's not about the value, or it's not about the transformation or anything. It's just look how fast I can make money. Then you're going to basically attract people that want to get rich quick. And you said this yourself, right? So, but that's not necessarily who you're trying to attract, right? Because we all know there is no such thing as get rich quick unless you win the lottery or something, right? Like, anytime you're running a business, like you might see some quick wins and that's awesome, but it's not sustainable if you don't actually know what you're doing. So I would say that you are already set apart in the sense that you are helping people build sustainable businesses, not just make a quick flash in the pan few bucks off of a course that you haven't mastered yourself, or you don't embody it at all, right? So what you're teaching, you embody. And I mean, I can say this too, because I see your lifestyle and you 100% walk the walk. So I think that already sets you apart from those people. So I think the as much as you can just try to like put your blinders on and ignore them, I think that's going to serve you the best, because it's just going to annoy you and bring you into a vibration that you don't want to be in, when actually you are not in the same category as those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And maybe that's a good point. Like I can focus, I can share more lifestyle content, because for me, that's really like why I love running my business this way, because I get to have so much time off.
And you literally do. Sometimes I'm just like, what, like how? But yes, you have figured that out. So I agree with you. I think what for me as an outsider looking in and you being my friend, like what I think would be really authentic is for you to share, like, here's my brunch. Here's my, you know, I just went to Morocco kite surfing. I just went to Thailand and like spent some time doing XYZ, you know, and sharing that this is your lifestyle. It might not be that travel life might not be for everyone, but I think most people will be able to see like, okay, she's chosen a life that brings her a ton of joy. She has all the space and time and money to do the things that she wants to do. Like, I want that for myself, whether that's travel, whether that's spending time with your kids, whatever that is for you. Right. And I think that's the angle you take. It's not so much about, I mean, people are always going to be attracted to understanding how much money they can make. So I think that has to be a message. And maybe there's just, I don't know, less cringy ways to do that. Maybe it's sharing your not your total P&L, but maybe it is like sharing, like, so just want to give you a sense for what my April looked like, or what my, you know, and you could share, here's expenses as well. And here's what this type of business actually looks like. It's not just about, because that's the other thing. Now I'm on a tangent, but that's the other thing with these, you know, types, the marketing techniques that only talk about top line revenue, that doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going into their bank account, right? So yeah, they might make $5,000 or whatever, but how much of that was ads, or how much of that was some other thing that they had to invest in to get that traffic? So I think by sharing authentically, like, this is what it looks like to run this business, and here's in the end what I'm netting and stuff like that, like, that's a way to, you know, share what's possible for people.
Yeah.
Realistically though, as well. And so it's bringing the money into the conversation in a more sophisticated way, I think, than just like, what you were describing, you know?
Yeah. You know, the other thing that bothers me is like when people share, and I know I've seen other people who share like screenshots, et cetera, and I believe that this is how much they make because they're super established, but they never share about like client wins. So it's like, okay, so you're selling hundreds of thousands of dollars in passive income, and you have like the same 5 testimonial screenshots for the last like 6 months. So like, is this actually helping someone? And I think like people get sidetracked or like blinded by the numbers. And it's just something about the industry that I'm like, meh.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So that's another way you set your, I mean, you know, you get people results, right? Like, so that's another way you set yourself apart. And in the end, if you're sharing the client wins and the transformations, if you're sharing, you know, like a peek behind the curtain into like, here's what a business like this can make revenue and net and profit wise. And here's the like authentic lifestyle I'm living by doing this. Then I feel like you're doing a service to people, because you're able to share, like, if, you know, if you want out of, if you feel very constrained by, let's say, your job or even your business, even if they are an entrepreneur, and this is more what you're looking for, like, I can help, like, you can legitimately help them with that. So I feel like that's your unique play in the market. And I think the more you can just ignore the flashy, crazy, you know, stuff, like, in the end, that's going to fizzle out. Like, that's not actually sustainable business. That's just somebody trying to make a quick buck, and like, they'll move on to something different as soon as that's fizzled out. You know what I mean? Versus you trying to create an established business and really help people do the same. But let's also talk about, so you had said something earlier that caught my attention, which was that you always feel the need to over deliver. And I think this is wrapped up into this conversation of like, how do you get to a place where you can pull back a little bit more? Because if you have that pull to over deliver, I would just and we don't have to do this today here, but I would encourage you to kind of think about like where that's coming from, like where is that rooted? Because usually if you, and I, like I experienced this too, by the way, like if you have that pull to over deliver, it's usually because your worth, like how you think about your own self-worth is tied up in how valuable you are, right? Like, and of course we want to be valuable to other people as coaches. Like that's just like, that's like, I don't know, like the like entry point, right? Like you have to be that. But there's a line between being authentically valuable for somebody and helping them with their business or their life or whatever it is you're helping with, and sacrificing yourself because you are going overboard on it. And it's because like, I don't know, it's like usually some sort of self-validation that you want to feel worthy, valuable. And,
yeah.
It's like tied up in that. So, I mean, this would be like probably a whole hour thing if we went into it, but I would definitely encourage thinking about where that's coming from. And is it rooted in some, I know that you've actually, cause I, again, I see how you operate. Like I know that you're really good at not being a perfectionist and I am not good at that. Cause I definitely liked, but I also know that perfectionism is really just a pattern that has to do with like, feeling good enough, feeling valuable enough, right? Yeah. But so is over delivering. Mm-hmm. So it's working on like accepting that you are valuable enough without over delivering, like delivering what is reasonable is still valuable, right? So there's some, probably just some inner work to do around that. So that stood out to me what you were saying. But I do have a question for you in terms of your goal and what you're trying to get to in making the business more passive and making it more DIY. Is it something where you would still like some contact with the students, but you just want it to be more pulled back? Or are you looking for this to be 100% automated?
So I think that I want to offer some kind of support because it definitely, it won't be, the price won't be lower than $500. And I feel if you're paying $500, you should be able to ask some questions. So I still have to decide, like, do I just do a Facebook group or do I do, you know, do I include a couple of live calls? I'll figure that out on the weekend. That's my intention. And then I think what I would love and where I would love to like really get in with the clients will be in the mastermind, you know, like really having that opportunity to work closely with someone. So it's almost like, okay, you take my Instagram course if you want to learn how to grow your audience and like the basics of selling an offer. You take the passive income accelerator if you want to learn how to turn your knowledge into something you can sell passively and you like gain the skills on how to create a course, you know, how to do email marketing, how to sell it on social media. And I even included like my whole webinar blueprint, everything. And then if you really actually want to like scale that and, you know, take your course to something that can really pay you like 24/7, that's when you would join the mastermind. So I feel like that's a really nice ascension. Yeah. And it makes sense, like, you know, with this client who made $5,000 on the weekend, she just did it by going through the course and literally implementing what she learned. So to create an online course or even a passive income offer, right? It could be a mini offer for $100. You can just follow the steps. But then if you're really scaling that, I don't know if you can like DIY that.
So yeah, I agree.
The mastermind could be awesome.
Yeah. Well, and two, there's also different types of people out there, different types of, let's call them students, but there are some that can take knowledge and they kind of are equipped with the other pieces and they can just move with knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's people who need more than that. They need support. They need validation. They need, honestly, it could just be like they feel like they need the guidance.
Yes.
It's more actually, it's more about the support. It's more about the, I'd say, yeah, validation, and maybe they're afraid and like they need that push. So there's a couple of things that come to mind. I mean, you've run this now for a long time. And do you have all the calls recorded, like all your Q&A calls and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So you could come up with like, here's very common questions that you get, and create almost like a bundle, I mean, it would be part of the course, but you could almost have, like, let's say the topic is, like, what would be a common question?
So one would be, like, what kind of email marketing platform do I use?
Perfect. So then maybe you do a module that is, what kind of email marketing platform do I use? And maybe it's not, sorry, module is not the right word, but I don't even know what to call this, but basically like a segment where, and maybe you have your VA go through all the past Q&A calls and pull out all the times that you hot seated around that topic and create its own, like, here's, you can watch all these different hot seats that I did around this topic, and they can still get the information in that type of way. It's, I do think there's some value to having it not be the course format, because I think some people just need to hear it in a conversation, or they need to hear it a different way for it to land. So that could be a way where they're like getting the, like, it would be as if they were on that call listening to somebody's hot seat, but instead they have, there's like six of them or something from the past. So you could bundle kind of those around the core Q&A topics. Another thought, because you mentioned that you do have a coach that's helping, is training or finding coaches that have done this for themselves already, or training on your methodology and getting some coaches to really help run the Q&As for you.
Yeah.
And then maybe you come in like once a month or something and do a special Q&A with you directly. Yeah. Or you could also offer, like, as part of the program, you have coaches doing Q&As, live Q&As, and then you can, but then it would be a higher price point, I think, than 500 probably.
Yeah.
But then you could also offer, like, for VIP, like a mini ascension before mastermind, where it's like, if you actually want access to me, you do VIP circles of like 20 people or something, and they can elect to, you know, invest more to have access to that. But for you, it would be maybe once or twice a month that you're on a call. Trying to think what else comes to mind, but I mean, like, it comes down to essentially like having delegating to people so that the action is still happening, but it's not you doing it. Right. Like charging a little bit more for closer proximity to you and doing a very scaled back version.
I love this. Because I love giving people options, you know, I'm not actually thinking about it in a way like, let's continue to upsell people, but I'm actually more like, okay, maybe the like baseline is, I'll have to think about it, if it's just the DIY course or you get like 2 months access to the membership with calls. And then if you want to continue to have the support, you can just decide to join the membership and pay monthly $200 or whatever.
Yeah. So
I think that feels really good. And I love that you're just reminding me that it's like okay to also have other coaches. Like, I think I would always want to be present in my programs. And I think it's super powerful to have another coach because they have another expertise. They have another like way they view things. So I actually think it just is even more helpful than just having me.
Yeah, I'm actually, I have a client that runs, I mean, a seven-figure course and live call, but you know, so it's a similar format where it's courses, live calls, and then a membership option. And they are seven plus figures in it, and they have coaches. In fact, I'm developing a program to help their coaches, like train, like basically help train their coaches. So as long as they're delivering the result, I agree with you though, too. It's nice to have a few different ways because some people respond to one energy differently than they would another, you know, and I've definitely seen the behind the scenes of many successful programs like this. And it's very, very common to have support coaches.
Awesome. So on the weekend, I'll work out if I want to add a Facebook group or not. So that'll be a talk for Saturday or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and I actually think that you could probably, it depends. It depends on if you feel this program really deepens with people being able to connect with their peers that are doing the same thing. Like that's the reason, right? In this environment, at least, to have, you know, that that format where they can have access to each other. But I can also see, but I also just want to mention that running a membership is not at all passive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, not at all. So I think there's also just the idea of, and like, you know, we talked about this, like they could self-select into what makes sense for them, knowing how they are. Like, for instance, I know myself, like I don't need a lot of support actually. Like I'm kind of your one client that it's like, give me the knowledge and then I'm good. Usually. And I usually don't even attend a lot of the live calls and stuff because it's just not how I am. But so I would elect into like, I just need the knowledge right now. And, you know, but if you had DIY, that is the course plus the bundled live call Q&A segments that have to do with like common questions, like that's your DIY. And then if they want to upgrade into live calls, they could do that. And you could have coaches running those live calls, maybe you coming in once a month or something like that. And then it, once they're starting to see some traction and they're wanting to scale, then they would join our mastermind. And that's where we get to really deepen with them. And that's where they start to hit the big numbers. So I could see that being a nice ascension and an option.
Yeah, this is super helpful. I feel like we covered a lot and you've given me a lot of clarity around the content and around this and definitely the over-delivering. It's so interesting. And I think I know where it's coming from. And it's been like something I've been working on for the past year. So I can definitely do a little more like inner work on that. So thank you for that.
I feel like we could have a whole I think that a lot of people struggle with that. I know I do. You do.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time. So I think we could do a whole segment on that, to be honest. That's awesome. Good. I'm glad you got some clarity.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Excited to see you on Thursday and then to recap next week.
Same. All right, girl. See you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.